My Travel to the Moon, a Munchausen Tale. I have travelled to the moon several times. The last time I went there, my travel was much more pleasant than any of the other times. I went on my trip because my uncle thought that I should. He had heard stories about the creatures that were to be found in that part of the world. I never believed these stories, but since my uncle had made me his heir, I wanted to make him happy and decided to go. I left for the Southern Ocean. My trip there was boring. The most interesting thing I saw was some flying men and women who danced ballet and did acrobatics. During the journey, my ship sailed into a storm. A whirlwind took hold of the sails and lifted the ship over the ocean and up into the clouds. A fresh breeze filled the ship and made it possible for us to sail swiftly through the clouds. We had been sailing for 6 weeks when we finally saw land. It was a round, shining island. We went ashore and discovered that the island was inhabited. Under us there was a planet covered with cities, trees, mountains, rivers, lakes, and much, much more. This had to be Earth, the planet we had just left. The shining island we had arrived at had to be the moon. On the moon we were met by unexpected sights and experiences. Giant creatures were riding around on eagles with three heads. Each of the eagle's wings was 6 times as big as our mainsail, and that weighs around 600 tons. An elephant weighs only 8 tons, which should make it pretty clear that these were some enormous creatures. The inhabitants of the moon used the big birds for riding, in much the same way as we use horses on Earth. The king of the moon had just started a war against the sun. He immediately offered me a job as a colonel, but I didn't feel like doing that, so I politely turned down the offer. Everything on the moon was really big. Even a flea was bigger than sheep are on Earth. Their most important weapon in a war was radishes. They used these to throw at the enemy. The radishes were so dangerous that anyone who is hit by a radish will die straight away. Their shields were made of mushrooms, and the arrows they used, when it wasn't the season for radishes, were the tops of asparagus. When I was on the moon, I also met inhabitants from the big star, Sirius. They had come to the moon for business. They reminded me of big bulldogs. They're wrinkly, too, but their eyes are placed on the snout. Since they don't have any eyelids, they have to cover their eyes with their long tongues when they go to sleep. Usually they grow to be more than 6 meters tall. The moon inhabitants I met were all more than 10 meters tall. They are a civilized animal species, and they cook their food over a fire, just like us humans. But they don't waste much time eating the food they cook. They have a door on the left side of their stomach, where they stuff in all the food and then close the door again. They repeat this once every month, which means that they eat just 12 times a year. Anyone who doesn't really like to eat, but who loves to be full, must find it preferable to eat in this way instead of thoroughly chewing their food. On the moon, the different species only have one gender, which means that there is no need to talk of males and females. They all grow on trees, like fruits do on Earth. The species that prepares their food over the fire grows in the biggest, most beautiful tree of them all. It has long branches, green leaves, and big nuts with hard shells. The colours of the nuts indicate when they are ripe and ready to be harvested. This is done with great care, and they are put aside until the day they are needed. When that happens, they are boiled in a giant pot. Within a couple of hours, they have finished boiling, The shell opens and a living creature jumps happily out of it. Each creature is created by nature for different purposes, even before they jump into the world. One is a soldier, another a scientist, a third a lawyer, a fourth a farmer, and a fifth an actor, and so on. As soon as they jump out of their shells, they are ready to start working with what they, up until that point, have only read about. They skip the part that we call childhood, and when they get old, they don't die, they just vanish into thin air. They only have one finger on each hand, but their one finger is just as functional as our five fingers are. They carry their heads under their right arm, and if they are doing sports or need to travel, they can leave the head at home. No matter how far away their heads are, they can always ask them for advice. It's actually quite normal for them to separate their heads from their bodies. If, for example, rich people feel the need to see how life is among the poor, they can send their heads and keep their bodies at home. When the head returns, it can tell the body all about the experiences it has had. There are a lot of vineyards on the moon because the inhabitants love to drink wine. The seeds from the grapes look like hail, and I'm pretty sure that when it's hailing on Earth, this is the seeds from the grapes that grow on the moon. They fall down on Earth when storms on the moon shake them loose from their vines. I recommend all of you to gather the seeds, or the hail, if you will, the next time it's hailing on Earth, and make some of your own delicious moon wine. I almost forgot one odd thing I saw on the moon. The inhabitants don't only use the door in the side of the stomach for eating. They also use it in the same way we would use a suitcase. They can put all the things they need to have stored into their stomachs. They have none of the trouble with organs and intestines which we sometimes experience with our heart, lungs, liver, etc. They don't wear clothes, as there is no need for that. They can take out their eyes whenever they feel like it without losing any eyesight. If they lose or break their eyes, it's no problem. They can borrow or buy a set of new eyes just as we buy glasses. The only type of fashion the inhabitants care about is in regard to their eyes. One day blue eyes are in style, the next day brown eyes, and the week after you can't live without a pair of green eyes. Now, you might think this all sounds very strange, but if you don't believe me, you will just have to go to the moon and see for yourself. Then you will know that my stories are true.